She'll be the 116th member of the Supreme Court. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden's nominee to the High Court is expected to get the job today.
The Senate is on track to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court this afternoon.
A joyous, momentous, groundbreaking day.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer celebrating a historic confirmation. Jackson will be the first black woman on the Supreme Court. Most Republicans will vote no. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell citing Jackson's refusal to weigh in on expanding the number of justices.
I needed to hear Judge Jackson denounce court packing.
Jackson won't take her seat on the court until the next term begins in the fall. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
With Russia's military stepping up attacks in eastern Ukraine and the mayor of Mariupol, Ukraine, reporting 5,000 civilian deaths there, Foreign Minister Dmytro Kubela tells NATO allies,
either you help us now, and I'm speaking about days, not weeks, or your help will come too late. And many people will die.
He says at NATO headquarters in Belgium, they need more weapons to fight Russian troops. Facebook's parent company Meta has a report out today about groups linked to Russia and Belarus trying to hack into Ukrainian soldiers' accounts and posing as independent news outlets and journalists pushing Russian talking points. Two men in Washington, D.C. are accused of posing as federal agents for more than 2 years. It's unclear what they were trying to get out of it.
According to court documents, they gave Secret Service agents free apartments and other lavish gifts. One of those agents protected the First Lady as part of her security detail. In a statement to Fox News, the Secret Service said all personnel involved in this matter are on administrative leave and are restricted from accessing Secret Service facilities, equipment, and systems.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in D.C. New weekly unemployment claims, 166,000, the fewest since 1968, according to this morning's report from the Labor Department. The four-week average for claims fell by 8,000 to 170,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Just found out another member of Congress has been infected with COVID. This time it's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. That's according to her spokesman just now. Some state lawmakers in Texas are trying to save a woman facing execution in less than 3 weeks.
Melissa Lucia was convicted in the death of her 2-year-old daughter in 2007. Prosecutors called it child abuse. Lucia said it was an accident. Her daughter had fallen down the stairs. Saying she was deprived of a meaningful defense, a 3-judge federal appeals court panel reversed her conviction in 2019, only to have it reinstated by the full appeals court. A group of 83 Texas lawmakers asking the state's Pardons and Paroles Board and Governor Greg Abbott for a reprieve. 6 of them visited Lucio in prison on Wednesday. She would be the first Latina executed by the state of Texas. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Time is running out to claim a federal tax credit for buying a Toyota electric or hybrid vehicle.
The company says it expects to reach a 200,000 vehicle cap on the credits before the end of June. After that, Toyota says it will phase out the credits until it reaches zero. Tesla and General Motors have already reached that point, which has put them at a price disadvantage to other EV automakers.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. It's Major League Baseball opening day.
All 30 MLB ball clubs will still be playing 162 games this season, adding on some doubleheaders to accommodate the schedule after delaying opening day by a week because of the lengthy work stoppage. However, the 2022 season is finally here. Even though 2 games were already postponed for today because of inclement weather, the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox and the Seattle Mariners and Minnesota Twins delaying their openers until tomorrow. There are still 7 games on tap for opening day today, including the debut of the renamed Cleveland Guardians. They're taking on the Kansas City Royals, and the reigning World Series champion Atlanta Braves will play host to the Cincinnati Reds. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 223 points, and I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.